Shadow Man. Shadow Man, Shadow Box, dance in the dark with me, this resurrected agony, this apathy for caskets. Everything I ever loved, I lost in the magic, my claim by the river, my body delivered. No name. How do I give these hands when my target is everywhere? Its jaw intangible. How long inside the void until it falls in love with my body? Marries it black on black like henny in funeral. Damn, that quick? Do our forevers always come so shotgun? What's the trick to it? What was that dance called when everything arrived at once for the price on my head and I let the whole night inside? Turned all mere smoke and they couldn't even mess with me. Which whiteness stole from me first? Which punch came in cheap and cut the lights? Trained my bones to divine the violence without the luxury of eyes. See, when you master an opponent's rhythm, but expected not to strike back, what is that called? If I name the answer out loud, will my enemy respond as if being called to dinner? It's common knowledge to die black is to become a Thanksgiving, but which kind? A body leaving the mouth as joy memory or entering it as a feast? Is it all one in the same? Is this shadow boxing, learning to telegraph the kill shot? Did you know we don't get paid for these fights? Do you know how rich I'd be if I had a dollar for every time someone gentrified my survival as beautiful? What do I do with these hands? I am shedding them for wings. Who wants to catch them? True or false? The pitch in the nightingale's throat is a black boy writing his own obituaries and calling them songs. True or false? Every time a black girl says no and lives, she rips a tooth from the night's mouth and wears it around her neck. Is it our black body, the dark, resilient bird, or is it the heart? Is the song unshackling from my weight home or the path back to it? In my throat, a piano is buckling under the hunger of a starving fire. Who branded my music witchcraft? Is it all one in? I used to think the fight was futile. But what is invincibility if not an aria walking away from its own burning, forcing its way out of a closed mouth? Blind us. We still untouchable. Learn the hymn the wind sings when violence parts it. What is darkness if not a song to learn? And when the pain is a 3/4 moon in our gut, we shadow swell into water and dance an inconvenient flood. Young drowning of names lost in the fire, we saturate privilege into mud. Because what is a river but brown turmoil carrying more than his share of bodies?
Reopen the economy. They scream, reopen the economy. And I respond, hey, fuck you. Our economy never closed. Cashing your thoughtless self out at the register, lambeering the 22nd pack of toilet paper from your shopping cart, deciding between asthma and door dashing your chicken tenders right to your porch, prioritizing your order over the governor's for a 2-star rating and a $1 tip you cut me with because the restaurant forgot your honey mustard. Explaining myself to the cops you called on me, fistfighting you at your front door of the Costco because you refuse to wear your mask, asking you to maintain 6 feet at the checkout as you counter theory the latest epidemiologist using your dedicated masters on YouTube. I've been here. Open. As an abandoned house still bones sturdy with copper, what else can I give you? Here is the very breath from my lungs, my clotted right leg. I am here, socially undistanced, at the meatpacking plant, removing the list of homeless shelters you quietly taped to my front door of my apartment after I told you I was furloughed from my job due to 8 confirmed cases and 2 deaths, turned away from your emergency room with flu-like symptoms and trouble breathing, but I do have your 4th coronarita for you. They scream, reopen the economy. And I ask, for whom? Which door? 36 years, and I have never seen so many doors open. Before lockdown, Aisha juggled 3 knife-shaped jobs to feed her family of 4 because the state enjoys the circus of a black woman, death-defying with no net. Now the fridge eating up to the tune of $500 a month in public assistance. My sisters are getting paid more at their new job of not having a job than they were at their old ones. Jericho, everywhere I look, paywalls tumbling down all around. Woke up on the west side of Detroit, was in Cali, one-on-one with Timberland, learning sample flipping before coffee thawed the sleep from my eye. I haven't paid a utility bill in months. Bad Wi-Fi is now the great equalizer. Celebrity is dead, and I am coming through clear, fro-biblical. Errant hair is patching the cheeks in my finest blaxploitation. Half fly as fuck, half pajamas. Depression is holding a sharp worry to the throat of a neglectful, faceless senator for once. Got them talking 4-day work weeks, monthly stipends, and student loan forgiveness. Shit, I had a good 12-hour meditation yesterday of video games and limeade in which I forgave myself. I plan for more than the next meal now. Washed all my clothes. Found 42 lost socks. Wardrobe looking like Avengers Endgame. Grapefruit and Costco croissant for breakfast. Sauteed garlic, onions, the good cheese splurged on the red wine. 2 blocks over, gas is $1.49 and dropping. We open over here. Jody got health care for the first time since childhood. I've never seen so many grant applications not asking for my 700 words of pain. Relief has become the new religion. Reordered new cushion foam and pillow covers. We be symbiotic with the couch. Not one muscle spasm in shame. Capitalism text last week. Hey, big head. Still left on red. She building pillow forts with his kids between conference calls. I am on my 5th rewatch of Queen Sugar. Memorized KelQuest Falconer's speeches on altered carbon for the impending revolution. The revolution will not give you 2 weeks' notice. The revolution is becoming immune to tear gas. I am never going back to your normal. There was nothing normal about that normal. Quarantine has become my true precedent. Care is my economy. Access is the deity's face on my altar. I am in my element. All it took was a death no one could buy their way out of. A death rich politicians couldn't lobby for allegiance. And I am not proud of this. My grief collects in a queue just off screen. Vivids my dreams, that is if they even show up. They ride shotgun next to my sleep most nights, patrolling wherever the light falls short of keeping a black protester watched, seen. Wake at 6:52, sleep at 3:45, my body disarrayed, but hey, it's my disarray. I am willing to learn and relearn this. I buried the old way in the backyard. It is fertilizing the weeds gloriously. A new periodic table written out on a napkin pinned to the vision board of my office that I read like a map. My body autonomous, decisive, resourced, learning rest. I am breathing. I am breathing. Open. I am open. This is a poem that appeared in Frontier Poetry Journal as a finalist for the 2023 Open Prize. Hex as language of the unheard. When we say strike, when they hear it this time, I don't want them to hear the chants. I do not want them to read the signs. I want them to feel the sandpaper match head dragging the dry anxiety of its scalp across their conservative throat. Throwing its head up into a rave of red-orange braids, I want them to know a hell is coming that can't be negotiated with. a devil of indica sulfur whose Bible is the Mississippi face of Fannie Lou Hamer speaking in tongues of union charters, livable royalties, and ratchet freedom songs that burn cars. This strike lucky. Jedi force across the empire's bow, fastball threatening those menacing home, high smoke, every vine of his gray ethereal curls taking apart the safe house of breathing in their lungs. When we say organize this time, I want them to feel it in their kidneys. I want it to shudder the obsolete factory of a liver, bourbon excess ravaging their gut into rust belt. I want their heart to decide to save the economy of 1% of their body over everything else. Save only their teeth. Pumping blood by the gallon into the ivory, forcing their fingers to stretch the dwindling red money 4 weeks at a time. I want to see them try to force a bill through with a starving, desperate thumb, so disconnected from its governing body that it quits democracy altogether, leaves the body behind, expats to Bali, hands just headless chickens counting to four. I want their skin to shrink, lose its elasticity. I want everywhere to feel like a tenement suffocating inside their mansion. For every super PAC, a blood clot. For every zero, a tumor. When we say rights, they should instead imagine hood as coven, dark, irreverent futures. Hood after hood, stripping the G and H right out the word, constructing summoning circles miles wide, out of sight. God-sized mouths to conjure, drawn with salt and cowrie and blunt guts and midnight tire spirals and street light altars and fluorescent aliases bubbling over cement and metal like soft acid. Oracles big enough to hold all our curses in. Petty crimes and non-voters. Poets and street racers, honest livings and hustle-nomics united. Root work is a power of repetition and faith. Did you know a gathering of curses is called an economy? Scammed all these autocrats on TV to repeat our magic for us. Save the economy. Stimulate the economy. Pouring trillions in belief upon this word that is not as safe as they think it is. Governor so-and-so said, come, come. Capitalism is starving. Feed it your body. Gathers their richest friends around the hospital bed of my good friend. Velvet trunks full of empty wine bottles in tow, catching each last breath like a butterfly. The more struggle in death, the more beautiful the hues of blue. The more Merlot the grief for the sip as they laugh. I want the rich to know we are building a book of the dead. Every tweet, every Facebook status, an anagram of a loved one's name, their neglect killed. It's too late now. Names germed along the lip of their bourbon glass, lockpicking into their joints of their crypt-kept fingers and partying them down to arthritis. Names latticing unidentifiable bacterial ecosystems underneath their comedic toupees. Names on the tongues of their mistresses. Names in the spit of their children's lies, the blood of their faith. They will want to enact martial law. Negotiate. Write an amendment. It'll be too late. See them, our hands on their steering wheel now. Reordering the intimates of their bathroom. We got a custodian with a key to every office in their building and a secretary setting up their Google calendar. We got a hustler in the sun's frontal lobe recoding their mouth with Kendrick Lamar lyrics and a trap diva and the flawed twerk of their daughter. See what you throw away of yourselves. We rebudget. Expand our libraries of black magic like flowers messaging through the pollen. We are finding each other. I see you. I see you. I see you. I see you.
when we say union?
I imagine a president looking out the window one night, searching the sky for the reassurance of an American star, and only finding triple black. Heaven for them. Now the back of Christopher Wallace's neck, all that alabaster hate, never noticed all the stars migrating south to earth, mortgaging night for the silent wealth of a brown body, the somatic joy of sharing a hazy hot room with red scarves, the gratitude of sentient hair that softens access only for the fingers of its tenderest love, the smell of fried fish stitched into Friday party clothes, the many vulgar sonnets a drum writes the hips into. Every little thing means everything to us. Nothing means what they think. I want the president to look down in horror and see a constellation of shimmering dirt, lowering his house like a cheap casket. Quicksand, what freedom looks like when it pulls up on you like a shotgun.
A truth found somewhere between Nina Simone and Google searching the various names of bird groups. Young blackbird born a thin-boned evening, beautifully illogical, believes you can be shades of sunset and non-threatening at the same time, born predisposed to the narrowest edges born. Scientists say it's a cross between genetic coding and ecological adaptation based on limited options provided, or blackbird seems to prefer a good high ledge or thin wire because that's what it's come to know best. The proper term for a blackbird flocked with other black is a cloud. To be named a cloud denotes altitude and one's God-given right to achieve it. Most young blackbird never taught this word. Wing-clipped, pigeonholed crow, before we know the sky as a heaven, we do not have to die to gain, speak, sing, breathe, crow. Curse, kill, die, crow. Young blackbird born with two hearts, one of which fails the moment it only identifies itself as crow, doubles the heavy of its body until the feathers carry like an albatross, bullet-prone omen, large-winged drought, each quill an archangel sleeping on top of another. Crow be out here, reckless flock. Body can read the air like a palm, can legit catch wind, knows what car is turning onto a street from five blocks down. Feathers tell crow one of two things, heat or chill. If heat, crow breaks into flight, a bullet, how low and fast it tears across the cement. See how the coding changes? Flocked, cloud, God, crow, bullet, cement. When one crow flocks together with another, the proper term for the group is a murder. Easier to keep a murder grounded on the ledge than it is a cloud. Crow, just the chainsaw growling at the back of a lost childhood's throat. Murder, just evening news nocturne, government insourcing. I was born blackbird and crow and my brother and my friends and cloud and dirt and cross and bullet and chainsaw and thin wire. That doesn't make me more murder, less crowd. We call each other crow. Rip the copper out its W until it surrenders into a vowel around our neck. Black diamond to saunt the gaudy chain. White want, can't have. Uncombed, beltless, turned backwards, crumbled and smoked, trending, or bury it all together. Shallow graved in Detroit. None of that makes us less blackbird, more murder. I was born among cloud, captured in their youth. Broken, rehabilitated into hurricanes, set free like Tremé flood. I hear the trick is that the squall always comes back to the cage. Caught my brother once. Fella need his left wing clean off and has been setting traps for him ever since. Say recidivism is just a flightless myth like Archaeopteryx. Say eagles don't prey on sunsets. I hear my blood makes me blackbird, like my skin makes me crow.
I hear for every feather swag down. This black is a name of something I am not allowed to have. I hear when you learn mass divided by flight, you become raven. Too many ravens are called a conspiracy. To be black, persistent, and united is magic bullet, is alien, is Illuminati, that we are born a cloud, bloodied a murder, but ascend a conspiracy, a chorus of archangels repeating.